Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we're joined by State Representative Greg Hartzell to talk about policy funnel dates. Speaking with State Representative Greg Hartzell. So, Greg, a lot of business, you know, last week especially went down. A lot of the collective bargaining, something we've talked about before. Going into this week, what are the big things that I know that you're working on and you want the residents of Marion County to definitely know about?
Certainly. Thank you, sir, for having me on again. There are a lot of things in the air, so to speak, at this point, as we're closing in on our first funnel date, policy funnel date. And so there's a lot of subcommittee activity going on to get various bills in the works and through their respective committees in order to stay alive through that first funnel. Some things that I've been working on in my respective committees has been dealing with, one, creating a civil protective no-contact order for victims of sexual assault, and this would be similar to protections that are currently afforded for victims of domestic abuse. About 34 states have this for victims of sexual assault. We are not one of those states, and so I've been working on a bill. This has been something I've been working on for several years now, and hoping that we can get it through the process this year. Another one, creating a sexual abuse awareness and prevention in our schools. You know, we're familiar with how successful the DARE program is in teaching kids about the dangers of drug abuse and so forth. This would be just a similar program to that, to just give kids and teach it in an age-appropriate fashion, so that kids are aware of the dangers that are out there and what is inappropriate for individuals that may be violating their personal space, and where to go if something like that is occurring. So just getting that training within our schools and getting that program to where kids, we can keep our kids safe from being abused in this way. And then, of course, one of the bigger issues is the Second Amendment omnibus bill that came out this past week. And so those are just some high-level bills that I've been working on in the respective committees that I have.
Are those all the things that you're trying to get through that funnel date, or what are the main things that Marion County residents are really trying to they should know about for that funnel date?
Certainly. And just to explain, the funnel is a self-imposed deadline that we, the legislature, because we're a part-time legislature, that we impose upon ourselves, so that it creates a winnowing effect of the bills that we're working on. And what the first funnel date basically is a deadline that we have to have all policy bills outside of our respective committees by the end of this coming week. And so I stress policy bills. So anything dealing with taxing and spending, anything in the Ways and Means Committees or the Appropriations Committee or Government Oversight, those are all funnel-proof bills, or a leadership bill is all funnel-proof. But anything in judiciary, education, public safety, agriculture, natural resources, you name it, anything policy-related has to clear at least the first full committee, whether it originated in the Senate or in the House, in order to remain alive. And now in a few short weeks, we'll have a second funnel deadline, and anything that made it out of the House and moves over to the Senate will have to clear the Senate in that respective committee and vice versa by that second funnel deadline. So this is kind of an important deadline to keep certain policy bills alive.
Okay, so one of those funnel things you said was the public safety, especially, well, you know, with the Second Amendment and the gun laws that are being have come out recently about the Stand Your Ground. First of all, could you take listeners through what exactly that law and the Stand Your Ground law all is entailing?
Well, and Stand Your Ground is just a piece of the Second Amendment omnibus bill, and if I just briefly mentioned that the Second Amendment omnibus bill is a collection of legislation that has passed in the House in the last 4 or 5 years with bipartisan support. So it's a lot of pieces that have been able to clear the one chamber in the last few years, but have hit a brick wall on the Senate side. There's a collection of bipartisan legislation in the Second amendment omnibus. Another piece of that is, like you say, the Stand Your Ground. And in essence, Stand Your Ground is eliminating the duty of retreat. This is in debate as far as what to what extent someone has duty someone has to retreat in a situation where they're being accosted, someone invades their personal space, and let's say it's someone who is being accosted is not as physically fit or older, or in a situation where maybe they have a firearm to defend themselves, and the person accosting them doesn't have they have a knife or a club or something like that. What duty does that person have to retreat in that situation where they feel that their life is being threatened? And so that's essentially what we're trying to clarify in that legislation.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.